Hello, and welcome to This Week I Learned, your audio guide to the most surprising discoveries and fascinating studies of the week. I'm your host, Lauren Hansen, an editor at TheWeek.com. This week I learned there's a much more efficient way to sort your socks. Staring down a big pile of sock laundry can be daunting and tediously time-consuming as you pull out one sock and search in vain for its identical match. While this is the only way I have ever sorted socks, it's really the worst way to do it. If you own just one pair of socks, it'd be a breeze. But with each additional pair, you're compounding the problem. Two pairs of socks will take you 4 times longer to match than one pair. 5 pairs will take you 25 times longer. And 100 pairs will take you something like 10,000 times longer. So let's cut the insanity with an algorithm. For sorting socks, experts recommend a radix sort. A radix sort is an algorithm that basically sorts data into groups that share key traits. In mathematical terms, that trait might be the value of a number, for example. But in laundry terms, those traits might be color or height, if we're talking about socks. So let's say you take your big pile of socks. First, sort the piles into whites, colors, and black socks. Then, within those piles, you'll sort the short socks and the long socks. Then within those piles, you'll find your matches. And voila, you're done in an exceptionally shorter amount of time, thanks to math. This week I learned the slang word lit is more than 100 years old. The original use of lit refers to something that is illuminated, or, using the past tense of the verb light, has light shining on it. But lit as a slang word first popped up in print in the 1910s, and it referred to being intoxicated. And it's actually not a semantic stretch, since lit and lit up are often used to describe someone's face when she is suddenly happy. Well, a person who has had a few too many can often also have that same placid expression. In the 1950s comedy Auntie Mamie, the eccentric titular character, the rich aunt from Manhattan, uses the slang as a double entendre in one scene. Auntie Mamie walks around the room making sure each of her guests has one of her specialty cocktails, but before they can take a sip, she lights the drinks on fire.
You see, the trick is to drink them up fast before all the alcohol burns away.
After everyone is situated with their flaming shot in hand, she addresses the room with a slight change in tone.
There now. Are we all lit?
But of course, that is not the end of the road for this slang term. In the last decade or so, the word has expanded from the act of intoxication to describing an environment where everyone is intoxicated, as in, this party's lit. This association with wild parties has pushed lit's slang definition even further to its modern interpretation as something that is excellent or exciting. So who knew something so old could be itself so, well, lit? This week I learned the post office has a floating zip code. The zip code is 48222, and the bobbing locale is a black and white boat emblazoned with the Post Service Eagle. This little boat is called J.W. Westcott II, and it chugs around the Great Lakes delivering mail to the crews of the 100 or so freighters that carry millions of dollars of commodities like coal, iron ore, grain, and limestone. Now, barring catastrophe, these ships actually only stop to load and unload cargo at port before getting right back onto the water. 40 or 50 years ago, when ships and ports were less mechanized, it took much longer to unload the goods, so sailors had time to shop around on land, pick up essentials. But these days, the modern sailor, who often spends up to 2 months at a time out on the water, is basically trapped there. Ships now are equipped with Wi-Fi, and like the rest of us, sailors order much of their needs online. Enter the J.W. Westcott II. The Westcott Company is family-owned and actually has been working in the marine business since 1874. Back then, its main job was reporting on the whereabouts of vessels to family and businesses on land. In 1948, the J.W. Westcott was incorporated as a post office. While most sailors use email to communicate with people on land, the J.W. Westcott still has plenty of packages to deliver. But that's not the only part of the business. It's also an authorized nautical chart retailer and a floating bodega of sorts. It stocks snacks, sweets, batteries, and cigarettes the sailor can buy on the fly. All they have to do is send cash in a bucket on a rope between vessels. Or they can order ahead of time, paying with a credit card over the phone. The J.W. Westcott has even been known to deliver pizza. Basically, anything its mariners want, the Westcott can usually get it delivered. It just pulls up alongside the requesting ship and just hands the mail, packages, and goods over the side or uses the bucket pulley system. There are other companies that load groceries and sell goods to these massive vessels, but the J.W. Westcott remains the only one that is a dedicated post office. There has been talk among the ships about experimenting with drone delivery, but the Westcott Company believes their little ship is still the most cost-effective way to deliver mail to sailors. And if you ever wanted to send anything, just address it to the ship's name, care of Marine Post Office, Detroit, Michigan, 48222, and the J.W. Westcott will take care of the rest. This week I learned you should lay off the carbs if you want to improve your body odor. A new study testing how what we eat affects body odor and sweat found that a diet rich in fruit and vegetables was significantly associated with a more pleasant smelling sweat. It was actually described as more floral, fruity, and sweet. In the study, male participants provided armpit sweat samples and some very brave female participants evaluated those samples. In addition to the pluses of the increased fruit and vegetable diet, researchers also found that a diet filled with fat, meat, egg, and tofu was also associated with a more pleasant-smelling sweat. On the downside, greater carbohydrate intake was associated with less pleasant and more potent-smelling sweat. And if you need more convincing, a diet of more fruits and vegetables also increases your carotenoids intake, which gives your skin a natural glow and which has also been found to be more attractive. And that does it for this week's episode of This Week I Learned. Look out for new episodes every Friday on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. If you'd like to read more about any of the facts I've mentioned, go to theweek.com/audio, where you'll also find more from our podcasts, including 7-Minute Opinions and 7-Minute Explainers. And hey, if you like what you hear, subscribe, tell your friends, or give us a rating or a review on iTunes. I'm Lauren Hansen, and thank you so much for listening.
I'm Josh Barrow.
And I'm Lynette Lopez. And this is Hard Pass, the podcast that definitely doesn't want to go to spin class with you.
Every Monday, Josh and Lynette will unpack, examine, and dismiss something you've been trying to ignore.
Aspen's full of rich people who are more or less screaming, "I'm rich, bitch."
All these little nerds on Wall Street want to be just like him.
The airlines are like flywheel. And as the airlines...
I just don't like this.
With each episode, you'll know more than you wanted, and that lunch at your desk will taste just a little bit better.
Find us wherever you get your podcasts or at Hard Pass Podcast on Twitter.